We are so thrilled to open the show this afternoon by a very talented actress, Emmy and Tony Award winner. You know her from, a list of credits as long as your arm, from SCTV, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, tremendous work on Broadway and shows like Pippin, Young Frankenstein, recently Only Murders in the House, and Evil. We are so happy to be joined by Maine native Andrea Martin. Hello, Andrea.
Oh, the best title is Maine native. That's the best claim to fame.
I thought the best title was Miss Deering High, 1965.
That was good, too. That was with Dickie Wormel, was my boyfriend, and he was also the mayor in Miss Deering. Yeah.
Wow, good deal there. All right, tell me what this says about me, Andrea, that I'll confess it right here on the radio before God and everybody. I have been in love with you since the first time I saw Edith Prickly. What does that mean?
Well, you'll like a feisty woman, Rich. That's what it means. You're not afraid of a powerful gal.
I guess not. Well, you are a busy woman. You've got a couple of series that you're juggling these days, and I want to talk about those first. We got to meet Joy in season two of Only Murders in the Building. She's back for season three. It's like an all-star team of comedic acting talent there.
My God, it really is. I mean, one person after another, really. It's Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep. I wouldn't call her in the comedy vein, but certainly in every other vein and comedy.
She's got some skills.
Yeah, for sure. But I wouldn't think that she's not known as a comedian, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Tina Fey's there on it this year. I mean, you know, the list is endless, really. They have great access to New York actors because it shoots here in New York. So, and everybody wants to do it. So they really have their pick.
Is it as much fun shooting as it appears to be when we watch?
It really, truly is a lot of fun. Now, you know, Marty and Steve are good friends of mine, Martin Short and Steve Martin. So that helps, right? They're friends, feels like family. And so they set the tone. And they're best of friends. So the tone is just kind of silly, hardworking, but joyful and improvisational and sarcastic and, you know, everything that you know Marty and Steven as. Yeah.
Bit of a cliffhanger at the end of season two. Can you tell us everything that happens in season three?
I don't actually know everything that happened. We're only on, I just finished 304 and I'm about to 305. I really don't know. They don't tell anybody really what, you know, who the murderer is or any of that. I just get my script, I learn it, and I show up.
Well, you're also involved in a wonderful series that's shooting season four now of Evil?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, and what a part that is. Sister Andrea, such a great character. And I was thinking about this in a world that's, it's not often black and white at all. What's it like to play a character who has such absolute unbreakable faith?
What's it like? I don't know. I have to say that it's kind of reassuring, really. And, I've done a lot of research on nuns, and a specific nun called Sister Simone Campbell, who's an activist. And, you know, she did this Nuns on the Bus where they traveled around the country bringing light to inconsistencies in government with people that don't have anything, people that do. And she's really outspoken. That's kind of the backbone of the character that I'm playing. So I always like to base it on somebody real.
Well, and some really intense and very poignant scenes, particularly in season three.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes, they write beautiful dialogue for her. And this year, I'm so tired because the last 4 days I've been killing demons. So, there's a lovely combination of kind of wit and comedy and physicality and, as you say, poignance and faith, unshakable faith. And dedication. So it's a really great combination. I don't know another character on television like that, really.
One of our listeners, and we posted that you were on the show, said she is one badass nun.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Well, you know, they're writing it. I just show up.
Now, can you see any demons now here on our Zoom session?
Well, if I could see a demon, I'd be the only one being able to see it.
I know.
So I could lie to you and say there are five demons around your head right now, and you wouldn't know if I was telling you the truth.
I call that just another day around here. Boy, speaking of Broadway talent, it's a who's who of Broadway actors who have appeared on Evil 2 in the last few seasons.
That's for sure. Well, you know, both of those shows were shot in New York, and they're very understanding of Broadway schedules. So I remember a few years ago, I was shooting Good Fight, which is another Michelle and Martin King show. And I was doing a show at night, and I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was Noises Off. But, you know, they would wrap me, like finish me off by 5 o'clock so I could travel and then get to the theater. So actors love to do it. You can make a little bit more money in television than you can in theater. And everybody wants to be involved with the Kings because they're so prolific and respectful to actors. So, yeah, it's a win-win.
And a great friend of our show has a recurring role now, too, Tim Matheson.
Oh, wait, is Tim from Maine?
He's not from Maine, but he's been on our show several times. He's become one of our favorite guests to talk with.
Wait, that's so cool. I love him. But wait, is he on Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, I don't watch the show. I don't watch that show. I don't watch Only Murders. You know, the only thing I watch is the news and Shark Tank. And now I'll be listening to you.
Well, thank you. That's good. I like being in that company right there. So let's go back to the early days. You grew up, as most people know, you grew up in Portland. What was that experience like? And what was it? At what age did you decide that a life of an actor was for you?
I think it was around 8 or 9. And I got involved with the Portland Children's Theater, which was up on... I always get Munjoy Hill and the other hill. Gosh, if you're going up, the one to the right, not to the left. What's the one now that's really fashionable? Everybody wants to live there. Do you know?
I don't, because they only let me go to Munjoy Hill.
All right. Well, it's up where Maine Medical Center is.
Okay.
I don't know which. Okay. And I don't think I ever knew. I always got them confused. So I got involved with children's theater, and then I got involved with summer stock there at the Kennebunkport Playhouse, and in Harrison, Maine, I worked. And I don't know. I just knew from the very beginning that that's something that I wanted to do. I didn't know if it was going to be parlayed into a career, but I certainly knew it brought me a lot of comfort and kept me out of trouble when I was a young girl.
And what led you to Canada?
I was touring the country in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which I was cast in after I graduated from college. And the cast was made up mostly of Canadians. And I played Lucy, and I fell in love with a boy playing Linus, and he was Canadian. So I'd go up, I'd cash my unemployment checks in New York after the show ended, and I'd go up to Toronto all the time to visit him. And I loved it there. I really felt at home when I landed, the first time I landed in Toronto. So I lived there for many years, got married there, had kids there. And then when my career really, I wouldn't say it started taking off because I'd been working consistently, but when maybe larger venue, when Johnny Carson called and I did a few other projects in LA, I thought, okay, maybe it's time now to move to LA. So that's kind of been the trajectory. But my heart has always been on Broadway and New York, and being able to have access. I'm coming up to Portland next week, actually, because I have a week off and I want to visit my family up there.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some stage work you did in Canada. Dave Thomas was on with us a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about that amazing cast in the production of Godspell you were all in.
Right, yes. And you know everybody in there, Gilda Radner, Martin Short, Dave Thomas, Eugene Levy, myself, Paul Schaefer was our musical director. Victor Garber was Jesus. We've all remained really close friends. And that was 1971.
And so many of you went on to SCTV, which for my money, is as good as sketch comedy gets. And when we had Dave on, I went back and watched some old sketches. I watched a number of yours, and they hold up so well. Those characters were just brilliant.
Thank you so much. Yeah, some of them really do hold up. I agree with you. They're kind of timeless. Because, you know, we didn't do real political satire, right? So the comedy really is kind of timeless.
And did I see that Jimmy Kimmel is putting together an SCTV reunion?
Yeah, you know, we were going to do it with Martin Scorsese. He was a huge fan of SCTV, but he was so busy shooting so many films. Jimmy had been the host when we did a reunion in Toronto, and Jimmy was the host when Marty Scorsese was shooting it, filming it to put into this documentary on SCTV. But he just couldn't. He just was too busy, and our schedules were busy. So Jimmy said, "Why don't you do it?" So he's going to executive produce it. Yes, this documentary.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking with Andrea Martin here on Downtown. In my day job, I teach high school, and I'm a high school theater director. And you won a Tony Award as Alice Miller in one of my favorite plays. I love directing it. My favorite year.
Oh, yes. Well, I love that you're a theater teacher. Wait, where in Bangor?
Right across the river in Brewer.
At a private school or a public school?
No, public school, Brewer High School.
Oh, my God. All I want to do is talk to you about the nonsense that's happening in Florida and all the books being taken away. It's really heartbreaking, actually, when I think what these kids are going to miss. And so God bless you for bringing anything that you can to kids, expose them to everything. And my favorite year, the score was by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. And I love them so much. I was involved with Seussical that they did and Ragtime. I wasn't involved with Ragtime, but I love them from that. So my favorite year was the first show I did on Broadway. I was 45. And that was pretty great. I never even knew what a Tony Award was. So to win a Tony was crazy.
You'll appreciate this. When we had auditions for that show, I had a freshman in high school, 14 years old, and you never know what's going to happen with kids that age. And I said, so this show is loosely based on a show that was on back in the 50s, starring a man named Sid Caesar. And this freshman boy, who instantly became my favorite, said, oh my God, you mean your show of shows, Imogene Coca, Carl Reiner? And I said, we're going to get along well, young man.
What the heck? Wait, how old is he now?
He's about 29 or 30 now.
Did he go into the theater?
He did. He went to NYU, to the Tisch School for the Arts, and is doing some work here and there and everywhere. But he had the right mentality to be successful because he knew things.
I love it, of course, because unlike most kids who just are getting stardom from TikTok or Instagram or whatever, he really understood history. That will serve him better than people that just get instant overnight success. They don't really have any foundation. It's hard, I think, for them to have a long, interesting career, an enduring career without any kind of sense of history of where they came from.
Absolutely. You also appeared in one another Tony in another of my favorites, Pippin, and a wonderful production. We're close enough to Boston that my wife and I love to get down to ART and see the productions there. And Diane Paulus, just a genius, and what a wonderful staging of Pippin, unless perhaps you're afraid of heights, because that had to be tough.
I am afraid of heights, frankly, but I wanted to do something very traditional in the circus, not do these little gimmicky things that people, that's terrible to say, but there are some easier, more special effect things that I didn't want to do. I wanted to learn something in the old fashioned, you know, Barnum and Bailey circus. And so Gypsy Snyder, who was our circus choreographer, who's a brilliant woman in so many aspects, runs a theater company up in Montreal. Anyway, I said, I want to do something traditional. She said, what about a stationary trapeze? And so I went to circus school and I tried not to think about being afraid of heights. And I never thought I was never frightened when we were doing the show every night, but when we rehearsed, when I wasn't the character, I was petrified. So it was great to be in costume, just be on stage.
I have to ask you as well about playing Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein with another Mainer, Christopher Fitzgerald.
One of my closest friends. I worship him. He just got cast in the Encore's production of Dear World.
Oh, wow.
He's the greatest guy. Oh, I love him. We're really, really good friends. And we met, and I had no idea he was from Maine. He didn't have any idea I was from Maine. And we became very close. We were up in Williamstown Theater Festival. That's where we met and just immediately got along. And then one day he mentioned something about Wainfleet. I said, what, you mean Wainfleet, the private school in Portland? He said, that's where I went. What the hell? You know, I'm from Portland, Maine. I went to Deering High School. I love it. He's just the greatest kid. Yeah. And I love Linda Lavin. She's from Maine.
Yes.
What an extraordinary actress she is with great longevity. Yeah. You produce good people up there.
You're darn right. Well, you're certainly one of them. We're proud to claim you as a Mainer here. I've loved your work for many, many years and so excited to see you continuing to do great work on shows like Evil and Only Murders in the Building. And, so much I wanted to talk about, but I know you're on a tight schedule. I hope we can do it again sometime, Andrea. This has been wonderful.
Well, it's been the highlight of my day. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Love to everybody. Is it freezing up there or is it okay?
It's 50 today. It's crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Go out for a walk. I love it. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. I'll see you in Winter Harbor this summer.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Andrea.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. That is Andrea Martin, starring currently in Only Murders in the Building and in Evil on Paramount+.